Ah, the mating habits of the male of the species, a subject of endless fascination, for scientists at least. And if you think you've come across some males with a few weird habits, get ready to meet the male ruff. That's spelled R-U-F-F. The ruff is a bird in the sandpiper family that is relatively rare in North America. The bizarre mating habits of the male ruff have long been a subject of interest among scientists. Dr. David Lank of the Department of Biological Sciences at Simon Fraser University has been breeding ruffs in captivity, and he's discovered that their behavior is in fact genetic. Well, Dr. Lank, what do you find so interesting about the ruff?
It's the only bird in the world, and one of the very few kinds of animals, in which there are two distinct competing types of males. These two kinds of males compete to mate with the same female, but neither kind of male does any better than the other, and both kinds continue.
Now, what's the difference between the two different kinds of males?
Most males are what we call territorial males, and usually when we think of territories, we think of large areas, but these guys defend very small little mating courts, about a meter square, on a mating arena that's called a lek.
A meter square? That's their whole territory?
Yeah, that's their whole mating territory, and they stand right next to each other. So
That's like the size of a kitchen table. That's not very large.
No, it isn't very large, but it's very handy for me because, among other things, I've bred these birds in captivity, and it means that we can have a whole lek full of males in a very small space, and they're tractable as experimental animals.
So you've got this one kind of male that are all standing in this little small space together. What's the other kind?
The other kind are called satellites. And satellites, instead of establishing and defending these little courts against each other, share the courts of the territorial males. And resident males will actually invite a satellite onto their court. They court the satellites using the same kinds of behaviors they would use to court females.
So males are courting other males. Why would they do that?
Good question. Because satellites are reproductive competitors. Satellites and the territorial males are both trying to mate with females. Females visit this lek, this assemblage of males, and they walk around and decide who to mate with. Eventually they'll crouch and solicit a mating, and then they go off and nest by themselves. The males have no part at all in parental care or rearing the young.
Well, so why would the stationary male, the one that's defending
right.
his little chariot, why would he bother to invite this other male in the first place?
Territorial males that have satellites on their courts receive a higher level of visits from females. So these two kinds of males are cooperating, and by doing so, they bring more females onto the court. They are still competitors and will have to come to some arrangement about who may mate with that visiting female, but they benefit by bringing more females into the court.
So you bring in a friend for some advertising, but when the goods show up, it's, all right, you're out of here, it's my stuff.
That's exactly right. Now, satellites have a big advantage over the residents in that they don't have to fight, they don't have to defend courts, and they don't have to stand on there almost 24 hours a day in the Arctic summer waiting for females to come by. Instead, the satellites fly about, move from court to court, and that lets them be where the action is when the action is. Away from the lek, they can feed with the females, they fly around with females, and they come and go to leks with females. But most of the mating still occurs on the lek.
When the female comes, then does she really know who's who, or does she even care?
I am not inside the mind of a female ruff. I really wish I were. And I try to ask females those questions. But what makes ruffs different from all other animals is that the difference in behavior seems to be attributable to a very simple difference in genetics. Now, what that means is that there really are two kinds of males biologically. Males that are white are satellite males, and males that are colored and dark are the resident males. They do differ genetically, and they coexist in the population by cooperating. And it's that dynamic, which is important. How do you get two kinds of animals to coexist? How do you get two kinds of distinct populations to coexist when they're competing for the same resources? And the answer in rough seems to be that the cooperation is imposed by a third party, in this case female.
So then who's benefiting from this? Is it the satellite males or is it the territorial ones?
There are three parties in this system. There are the territorial males, there are the satellite males, and there are females. And each has its own interest, and in evolutionarily speaking, all of those interests need to be met if the whole system is going to continue.
Well, it's an amazing bird. Dr. Lank, thank you very much.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I've always wanted to be on Quirks and Quarks.
Dr. David Lank is in the Department of Biological Sciences at Simon Fraser University.